skeletal human remains in a crypt attached to St Mary's Cathedral in Elphin in County Roscommon have been smashed by vandals. Local historian Sean Neary was among those who saw the destruction. He was previously inside the crypt about 20 years ago. We've been speaking to him this afternoon, and I started by asking him about the significance of this now ruined cathedral.
It is part of the built heritage of the Diocese of Elphin and of the County of Roscommon and the town of Elphin. And it's in ruin now since about 1963. A graveyard surrounds the cathedral. In the graveyard, you have Catholic and Protestant buried side by side up into modern times.
So this incident occurred in the crypt. That's under the ruin.
That's right, Brian. It is secured with a stone door, a flagstone, a single slab, which is quite heavy. We recently were told that the door had been taken out and pulled down and was lying prostrate on the ground, and that there may have been access into the chamber itself.
So when you went on site then, what did you see? What confronted you?
Flagstone lying prostrate, and look in the door, the incumbents, shall we call them, the remaining bones of those who were buried there were all scattered around about, broken up, thrown around, alcohol bottles, vodka bottles, and even, Brian, for some reason or other, a traffic cone. There may be people listening who may have had ancestors buried in Elphin, but the bones, when I saw them, there were four skeletons lying neatly, facing eastward, like most religions do in burial, side by side, and they were in perfect conformation of a person who had been buried. Mm-hmm. And now it's a mash of everything. No skulls to be seen that you could identify, broken tibia, fibias.
Oh dear. So what's happened now, Sean? Has the crypt been secured again?
What we did was, we got a few volunteers from around the area, and there's no shortages of them. We removed the bottles, traffic cones, other all, I don't know what, there were bits of plastic. We removed all that stuff. We got the door, and we re-erected it and slipped it back into its frame. And then we got lime and some sand, and we made up a pointing, and we pointed around about the door to hold it in position again. Mm.
So you've done that job. But what would you like to see happening now, both to the ruin and the crypt underneath?
We would like now, if Roscommon County Council would, secure what's there by something that would prevent further decay. It is a preserved site, mm-hmm. Brian. So we cannot do anything of a manual nature to the site itself. I understand the council, Roscommon County Council, at this stage, they've done a conservation report by a consultant. They have are drawing up a methodology statement as to how they would take proper care of the ruin and the surrounding graves and graveyard.
And that was Sean Neary speaking to me a little earlier from Elphin in County Roscommon.